I'm joined by Tammy McCoy, the executive director of the Arts Center of Burlington, also of the Capitol Theater in downtown Burlington. And she is joining me to talk about the events that are coming up in the month of November. And there have been events, but it does seem that we seem to have hit, it seems like every time we talk, Tammy, we say, well, when do you think it's going to be back to normal?
Unfortunately, I think this is normal now.
Okay, we get used to the new normal, but you are doing something that is a very, very special thing, and it's called Heart to Heart Community of Caring. How does that work, Tammy?
Well, we are really honored that Great River Health asked us to partner with them on something that we think will be special for patients who are staying in the COVID unit at the hospital who are currently suffering from the COVID virus. So we thought what we could do is brighten their stay a little bit by providing artwork for them to, you know, look at and something to brighten their day and know that there's someone out there that cares. So what we're doing is asking artists, if you have some artwork that you've done and you would like to donate, these pieces will go into the room with the patient, and when the patient recovers, they can take it home with them. And the other thing we're doing is we're providing some little DIY kits, something to do while they're recovering. And so we are also accepting donations toward the cost of those DIY kits because we want to provide all of this free of charge to the patients. They've got enough going on. They don't need to have to pay for something. So we feel like this is an important contribution to our community and to caring about each other.
Well, there is a very special. It is a special thing. And you know what? As we talked about it, COVID, it seems that it seems to hit different people in different ways. Most people seem to get a very mild case, but it isn't necessarily the way it is for others. And remembering that is a very important thing as well. The gallery, we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. You've got a gallery show on November 2nd through the 14th with Des Moines County Area Teacher Show, Art Flow 3. What is that?
Well, we have 8 of our area art instructors teach at the various schools here, and they are going to be displaying their own artwork. So we can see what talented teachers we have. So most of their pieces will be for sale, and we will be putting that event up here soon. And I believe next week we'll be hanging that. So that will be up for a couple weeks. And then we will move into our all-members show, which will be the November 19th through December 26th. So anyone who is a current member of the Art Center, or if you want to display and you're not a member, you can come sign up and become a member. But anyone who's a member can display up to 2 pieces. At least one of them has to be for sale. We have applications available for anyone who wants to participate. You can go to the Art Center of Burlington.com for an application or stop by the Art Center for one.
And November 2nd through December 26th, Fairfield Art Association, you got a traveling exhibit in the Mezzanine Gallery, 24 of the Best Works by 24 Best Artists, and juried by John Bybee.
Yes, and we're kind of excited about this. This will be upstairs in the Mezzanine Gallery, and each of these are the same size as well. I think they're 16 by 16, so we'll have one wall displaying all 24 pieces. So this should be a real fun one to come take a look at.
And by the way, you've got a gallery scavenger hunt underway. What is that?
Well, we want to give families something to do while they're out and about. So it gives kids an appreciation for art, and it encourages them to explore for self-expression and for logical thinking, self-esteem, imagination, and creativity. We're thinking, let's get these kids involved really looking at the artwork. So we've created a scavenger hunt that you can do while you're at the Art Center. And we have a little card that they can take. They can pick it up at the front desk and go through and see what they can find. And we have a sticker and a sucker for any kiddos that want to try and do this.
Okay. You've also got some actual classes that are coming. Jerry Sparks is doing the monthly paint pour from 1 to 2 on Saturday the 7th. What is that?
So So Jerry is our newest art instructor, and she's just fantastic. And she does this art acrylic pour on canvas. They're beautiful, look like abstract kind of when you get done. So this month's technique is the acrylic swipe. We're going to provide all your supplies, and you can purchase an additional canvas to do a second pour for only $10 after you've signed up to do the class. And you can either do that at registration or during class, depending on if you just feel motivated to do it a second one or not. But this will be on the first, she's going to do this the first Saturday of every month from 1 to 2, and you can learn different types of acrylic pour techniques at each of these.
Wow.
So check that out. We do social distance. We do make sure we sanitize, and we do require masks wearing at the art center.
Good.
So we're trying to keep people safe while we're trying to keep you creative.
Very good point. And you've got Lillian Rubin with a clay nativity set. There's two sessions, Tuesdays, November 10th and 17th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., making a three-piece clay nativity set with two different designs possible. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. On the first class, and glaze on second class. So first class, you make it. Second class, you glaze it. And she can only take 8 students. So if you're interested in this, you need to sign up right away.
And you've got speaking of clay, you take home holiday clay ornaments with Jess Tucci.
Yes, Jesse is putting together this fun class where you can make art ornaments out of clay using cookie cutters. But you can do it at home. So you just pick up our little clay kit to take home on Saturday, November 14th. Kits will include clay and underglaze, brushes, and the cookie cutters. You'll need some saran wrap at home, and you can also use any of your own favorite cookie cutters. And you'll be emailed a link once you signed up to a video with the instructions on how to do this, rolling out and making these fun Christmas tree decorations with your kids at home.
Wow, what a great idea. And the Holiday Open House, the Art Center is part of the Holiday Open House. That is on Sunday, November 8th. And what are you going to have as part of your Holiday Open House specials?
Well, we have all kinds of things. We have over 75 artists that are selling their work in the artist market, plus, of course, the gallery exhibits, both the mezzanine and the main level. We're also got things from jewelry to pottery, painting, candles, wooden bowls, all kinds of different price points. We're also getting more art supplies and take-home DIY kits that are make great gifts or stocking stuffers. And starting Friday, November 13th, we'll be open from 5 to 8 for these holiday open house downtown shopping events. So if you're wanting to figure out what you're going to do this year for Christmas gifts without being able to shop as much as we are used to, these would be some great ideas for you that would be original and just kind of fun to give.
I know that we talked the last time you were with us. There isn't much going on at the Capitol Theater, but the Capitol Theater, you've had some private events that have been going on. Is that right?
Yeah, we've had some people that have been renting the space for private parties. And we also, like I mentioned last time, if you want to rent the Capitol for your own private movie showing, just you and the people that you have been gathering with, it's only $300 for a movie and the theater for 3 hours, and we try to have some concessions there for you, too. So if you're interested in that, you need to give us a call or email us, and we will get back to you. It might be best to call for anything for the Capitol Theater to call me at the Art Center and ask for Tammy, since there's not really anyone there getting phone messages right now. So
and
that number.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead with the number.
Yeah, the number is 319-754-8069.
And I'm going to guess, obviously, financial structures of the Capitol, you've obviously been hit pretty hard this year, haven't you?
Yes, we have. And so we are hoping to continue to have people sign up for our membership. We do realize that people who signed up for the membership and didn't get to use their vouchers last year, those will all be honored for an extra year until we can get things rolling again. And we are working on some ideas and some things to help the Capitol Theater grow and continue to be an asset for our community.
All right, the Art Center of Burlington, artcenterofburlington.com, burlingtoncapitaltheater.com. And again, the number to call at the Art Center is 754-8069. And Tammy McCoy, let's hope the new normal can sometime be called just plain normal sometime soon, okay?
Yes, I hope so.
Have a great month. We'll check in again. We'll check in again on what's going on in December coming up. Believe it or not, probably before we know it, right?
That's right. It's around the corner.
All right. Thanks, Tammy. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.